The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
John Fardy, you have picked a very, very good TV show in the form of It's a Sin, which was scandalously overlooked at the BAFTAs and didn't win one.
I completely agree. I'm delighted you said that. So you've obviously seen all six episodes.
We watched them when it came out, and we watched it in good old-fashioned linear TV way. There was an episode a week, and it gave an insight into a time that was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, for people who don't know, It's a Sin. It's actually, it's on all four now, and it's Channel 4's most streamed show, which is interesting. This tells the story of a group of five pals in early 80s London, and the majority of them are gay, and they're coming to London from various parts of England, and they basically have to get away from their homes. Ollie Alexander plays the main guy, Richie, who's leaving the Isle of Wight. There's a Nigerian boy called Roscoe, who's in this strict Nigerian family, and they come to this place together called the Pink Palace, they label it as. And it begins as this joyous celebration of young people, mostly gay people, experiencing love, romance, sex, alcohol, freedom for the first time. But in the corner, in this very dark 80s way, is this little, almost like, you know, swallow of, or murder of crows, I think is the correct adjective, in the corner. There's this slow word of mouth disease that they keep hearing about that's almost unnamed. And slowly that infects, in literally and metaphorically, these people's young lives. It's from the guy Russell T. Davis, who gave us a show, it's 20 years, if not longer at this stage, Queer as Folk, which by his own admission didn't deal with AIDS. It was just young people. He almost wanted to write a rom-com for the gay generation, like a Sex in the City for gay people almost was how he had it at the time. And this was his kind of antidote to that. Now, if that sounds very heavy, it is at times, but it's also remarkably fun and joyful and about young people falling in love. Maybe we could take a quick clip of kind of a post-romance interlude that gives a sense of it.
So what does he say about you?
Oh my God, he doesn't know. He'd kill me. Both of them, they'd chuck me out. I'm not kidding. I have to sit there, not saying a word. Dreaming of Steve Austin.
Oh God. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so frustrated. I used to fancy Stretch Armstrong. I did. Those little trunks. Did you see they gave Stretch Armstrong a dog? He's called Fetch Armstrong.
I saw that.
I always thought Stretch Armstrong should have a dirty old uncle. Letch Armstrong.
Letch.
That's brilliant. It's good, isn't it?
I did it with this guy. He was like a real Letch Armstrong. He was 37 years old.
Oh my God. Imagine telling your parents that. And it's even worse for you, coming from your background, you know, like, with your parents, I mean, what are you, Hindus? You must be Hindus, I suppose. Is that right? All Muslims? No. Hindus? You'd be Hindus. Are you? All Muslims? No. Buddhists? Are you Buddhists? No, it's Hindus, isn't it? Hindi. Hindu. Hindis.
I'll see you around.
Rather awkward.
There's a lot of awkwardness in it as well, which I actually found quite entertaining.
Yes. It's remarkably awkward at times and so full of really awkward and romantic and funny dates, just like you would expect young men to engage in. Now, what I'm kind of at pains to point out is that it is dark at times, but it's also full of just great, you know, fun among young people. But the way the AIDS epidemic handled is brilliantly handled, I thought, because, you know, I think we're of a similar age. Obviously, I look a lot better, but you remember, as I do, in the 80s, the way AIDS was discussed. There was this horrific ad on BBC or Channel 4, I'm not sure which, and it had these, well, it was probably Channel 4 because they had ads, but it was this gravestone thing, and it was just horribly frightening, and no one knew anything, and it was being blamed on a group of people. And this show captures that so devastatingly well, I have to say, this unknown disease. And they make jokes about it as well, people suffering from it. So there are laughs right up till the end of this series, surprisingly so, about something that's so profoundly difficult to handle as well.
And I have to say, I've spoken to Bill Hughes about this on this programme, and he talks so movingly about what it was like to live through that period.
Yeah.
And it was this was an educational piece in many ways for people who probably lived through it but didn't realise what they were living through.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good point. Absolutely. And it has been lauded for the way it's handled all sorts of these issues, and rightly so. And as I say, you know, if you haven't got on it, you should. It's available to stream in its entirety on All Four, and it's Channel 4's most streamed show ever, and rightly so.
And it was overlooked for a BAFTA, but and again, yeah, we won't go on too much about that. I mentioned it already. Silly people at the BAFTAs. John
exactly.
Fardy, who have you got coming up this week on Screen Time? I believe you've got someone good.
Emma Thompson. There's a new movie out where she plays this fascinating thing where she visits a sex worker played by a young Irishman called Daryl McCormack. Good luck to you, Leo Grant. So that's on Screen Time this week at 6 o'clock, or download the podcast at 5 p.m. on Friday.
Steady on now. Don't be getting too many plugs in. John, thank you very much.
you.
Don't forget, all the items are available for download from the News Talk app. Powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.